This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, it is all Kavanaugh all the time. I'm Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, but today's show will not be all Kavanaugh all the time. I'll talk about Kavanaugh. Of course, it'll come up again and again and again throughout the show, weaving in and out. But the economy is a pretty big topic, too. And, of course, I always pick the number one news story of the day to start with, and I believe the number one story of the day is Ocasio-Cortez. Remember her? From Queens, the gal, the commie who won her district. She had something to say, and I thought that is the biggest news story of the day. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accidentally announces that the Soros activist who confronted Senator Jeff Flake, who's the biggest traitor in the history of the GOP, in the elevator, is an illegal alien. What more needs to be said? The entire fight against what's right and what's good is being led by creeps, criminals, communists, and illegal aliens. Can you imagine where America's gone? The entire Senate was held up for a week by Jeff Flake because he was accosted in an elevator by an illegal alien. Does that not tell you everything you need to know about America today? You know, does that tell you everything you need to know? Illegal aliens are generally like washing dishes. They're at some menial wage job. And they're illegally in the country. They get paid in cash. They don't pay taxes. They're committing a crime there. They generally have stolen someone's ID in order to survive. They've stolen someone's social security number. They've committed a multitude of crimes. And that person is allowed in the Capitol building to get up close and personal with the United States Senator and go into the same elevator as him? Really? Where's the Capitol Police? So that's the first question. This whole thing was a Soros hit, and Soros arranged to have illegal aliens go in the elevator with Senator Jeff Flake. Jeff Flake knew it was coming. He was part of it all, I'm sure. And our entire country is now being run by what illegal aliens want. First of all, she should have been arrested as an illegal alien the minute she stepped foot in the United States Capitol, Capitol building. Number two, she should have been arrested the minute she got anywhere near a United States senator. Number three, illegal, you should be deported. What are you even doing in my country? But if you are in my country, what are you doing in an elevator with a United States senator? I mean, I don't even know how a Democrat could argue with that. What is an illegal doing inches away from a United States senator? How did she get there? How does anyone get in? How would Wayne Root get into the Senate building and get into the same hallway as a senator as he leaves the proceedings after he's just voted for Brett Kavanaugh? And you change his mind because, of course, this was all set up by Jeff Flake. She was probably a guest of Jeff Flake, and I'm sure George Soros is a contributor to Jeff Flake. And Jeff Flake is bought and paid for. And Jeff Flake is trying out, by the way, for jobs on CNN and MSNBC. I'll bet you money. I'll bet you money he wants to work at CNN for a couple of $1 million a year, which is a lot better than being a U.S. senator for a lousy $175,000 a year. It's all about corruption. It's all bull spit. But the idea that you could be accosted in an elevator and one of the women, they're both from Soros and one of them's an illegal alien, it's all you need to know. All right. Other news stories of the day. It's a shame we're talking about Kavanaugh because what we should be talking about is the rip-roaring hot jobs market. Private payroll surged by 230,000, the highest since February. Job growth in September, its highest level in 7 months. Economy put up another show of strength. Private companies added 230,000 more positions for the month, well ahead of the 168,000 jobs they added in August. Total was well ahead of the 185,000 jobs expected by economists. Construction grew by 34,000. Goods producing industries grew by 46,000. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, told CNBC, and he's a liberal, this labor market is rip-roaring hot. Everybody on CNBC is a liberal. This market is rip-roaring hot. The risk the economy overheats is very high. And this is one more piece of evidence of that, meaning it's too good. That's their only complaint. It's too good. And the jump came despite the disruption of Hurricane Florence, which ravaged the Carolinas and was expected to dent the jobs count. Wow. Just unbelievable. Job gains are spread across industries. Services labeled 184,000. Professional and business services contributed 70,000. Education, health services next with 44,000. Trade, transportation, utilities added 30,000. Leisure and hospitality 16,000. And the businesses between 51 and 499 employees added the most by size with 99,000 new hires. Large businesses added 75,000. So even the biggest businesses in America didn't add as many as people at 51 to 499 employees. That's great news. And by the way, the August private payrolls count was revised up by 5,000. This has been a big argument of mine for a long time. Obama's numbers were always revised down. Trump's are always revised up. Isn't that amazing? Always revised up. You know why? Because the government was slanted in favor of Obama. So they would release, Obama created 200,000 jobs, and that would make the headline. And then 2 weeks later when they revise it, they say, oh, well, actually he only created 150. We revised it down by 50,000. That would be page 98 in a small paragraph no one would ever read. They always overestimated what Obama did. With Trump, they underestimate the headline number, and then they come back and revise it, and that's a little tiny paragraph of page 98 no one reads. Isn't that amazing? The Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, sees remarkably positive outlook for the economy that may be too good to be true. That's his quote. Too good to be true. That's how good Trump has created an economy. Don't forget, he just got the new NAFTA deal, which is no longer called NAFTA. It's called the United States, Mexico, Canada Agreement. And it's just wonderful. United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Sounds like the U.S. Marine Corps, right? USMCA, United States Marine Corps, US-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Much better than NAFTA. Here's an article stating the six reasons it blows away NAFTA. It's good for autos, automakers, good for farmers, good for auto workers, good for intellectual property, good for everyone in the United States. And here's how good things are. NFL commissioner, I always call him Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell is a big liberal. And he hates Trump, but Trump hates him, and the NFL players hate Trump. And guess what? Roger Goodell is thanking Trump and celebrating Trump. That's how good Trump is. Roger Goodell thanks President Trump for trade deals. We greatly appreciate President Trump's leadership and determination in bringing about a resolution to our intellectual property issue in Canada, Goodell said. And basically what it was there was a law that said, but this NAFTA deal included language that said that Canada, when they ran the Super Bowl in Canada, could only run ads for the same ads that run in America. But a lot of those products aren't even sold in Canada. And so now they've allowed them with this new deal, you can run Canadian ads during the Super Bowl. So you can take out the American ads and run the Canadian ads, which means the NFL gets paid twice. So all of a sudden, Roger Goodell loves Donald Trump. What it really comes down to is Donald Trump makes everybody money. Donald Trump is not the commander-in-chief. He's not the president. He's the rainmaker of the United States of America. And baby, he's making it rain. Even Roger Goodell. Everybody eventually gets won over. New poll is out. What did I tell you yesterday? Red wave coming. New poll reveals wide Democrat enthusiasm advantage over the GOP has disappeared overnight after the Kavanaugh fight. I told you. I told you so. Wayne Root calls it exactly right again. Kavanaugh destroyed the Democratic Party. Just wiped them out. Everybody in the entire Midwest, every thinking person, every middle-class person, every working-class person with a brain saw the way they treated Kavanaugh, and they're all voting Republican. It's going to be a red wave wipeout. Red wave coming. And GOP Senator Ernst, Joni Ernst of Iowa, was on an interview today, and she said, red state Democrats are toast if they vote against Kavanaugh. I absolutely agree with Senator Graham, Ernst said. Lindsey's been a hero throughout this process. He clearly sees what's going on. He has been able to demonstrate in clear, concise language for everyone, which we all appreciate. But I do believe those Democrats that are in red states, those that are up this year, they're going to have a very, very difficult time. If they do not support Judge Kavanaugh, you know, if they're willing to stand up and say it's okay to be torn down and accused of horrendous actions and get away with that, I think they're gone. What did I tell you yesterday? I told you that Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Democrat, is a goner, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia is a goner unless they vote for Kavanaugh. So either way, we win. If they vote against Kavanaugh, then they're both done, and we have Republican senators. If they vote for Kavanaugh, maybe they get to win as senators, but we get Kavanaugh. So either way, we win. Developing story. Kavanaugh's FBI report to be delivered to the Capitol Hill today and kept in a safe. Can anyone explain to me what that's about? Isn't this supposed to be... Aren't the American people supposed to know exactly what the FBI found? Don't we deserve to know? The FBI wrapped up its supplemental probe into Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and a report will be delivered to Capitol Hill shortly. The FBI will send one copy of Kavanaugh report to Capitol Hill. It'll be kept in a safe. The FBI report will first go to the White House, then to the Judiciary Committee. Access as to who gets to see the report likely to be restricted. Senator Bob Corker said he's afraid the FBI report will be leaked to the media. What a surprise. Everything's leaked nowadays. Of course it'll be leaked. In any case, I don't understand whose decision is it that it should be locked under lock and key. It should be in a safe, and very few people get to see it. I just don't get it. It's in a Senate Judiciary Committee safe. I think we all have a right to see it. Capitol Hill tensions flare over Kavanaugh as protesters confront lawmakers. The whole country is on the side of Brett Kavanaugh and Donald Trump and the GOP, and the silent minority is trying to disrupt this country. We don't care what you think. You're in the minority, a huge minority. Look at places like North Dakota, West Virginia, where the latest polls show 68% or so are for Brett Kavanaugh, 28% against him. It's a landslide, a 40-point landslide. And what's interesting is the FBI did not interview either Christine Ford or Brett Kavanaugh. FBI lacks approval to interview Kavanaugh or Ford. Senate testimony deemed sufficient. Wow. Very interesting. Dianne Feinstein immediately suggests the FBI probe of Brett Kavanaugh is not credible. It'll never end till we vote yes for Brett Kavanaugh, put him on the Supreme Court, and then destroy the Dianne Feinsteins of the world at the ballot box on November 6th. Everyone who voted against Brett Kavanaugh and slandered Brett Kavanaugh and tried to destroy his family and wreck his family and wreck his life, knock them all out of office in a flood and tsunami. Red storm coming.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I love my cops, always have loved my cops, love the police, wanted to be a cop my entire youth. South Carolina shooting injures 5 police officers, 3 deputies, 2 officers. Just brand new news, breaking news at this moment. 5 law enforcement officers shot in Florence, South Carolina. Suspect in custody after an active shooter incident, leaving 5 law enforcement officers wounded. And that's about all they know at this moment. But our prayers are with those officers, those boys in blue. Great guys, brave guys, amazing courage. They run into fire while the rest of us run away. Just amazing. All right, I am your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. What do you call a place like that? Heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've got the naming rights. The U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. The U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year. I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. They're all investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost and free shipping and free delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/roots, usgoldbureau.com/roots. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. Talk to me. I got a caller. I'll grab him in 1 second. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Website's rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I now get hundreds of your emails a day, but I read every single one of them if I have to stay up till 2 in the morning. wayneroot@gmail.com. Really appreciate your support. And Twitter, you can contact me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot. Or join my page, at RealWayneRoot. Let's grab Greg in Cincinnati, Ohio, on line one. Greg, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Wayne. We talked 2 years ago before the 2016 election, and I had an election idea that you thought was, I don't know, brilliant or very creative. And what I'd like to do is work with you and your producer and with someone who has some clout that we could get this going. We have a month to do. What I'd like to do is get the 2000 conservative talk show hosts across the country to just simply the last 5 days before the election tell their listeners to call five people. And then those five people call five people. And if you have all the talk shows, conservative talk show hosts in the country doing that, we would just blow the Democrats out of the water.
I like it.
Network marketing. Your producer and myself will work with that and get, you know, this message out, because I'm just a guy in Cincinnati. I do not want Nancy Pelosi to take over the House. We've got Jim Jordan here in Ohio. I'd like to see him as Speaker of the House. And, you know, I would do anything to help this cause, but I just don't know what to do. And I'm just wondering if you would have the clout in your producer to get emails out to talk to people that you know. You know, if you have Sean Hannity, or if Sean Hannity just did it, my God, that'd be like 5 million people, and that means 25 million people would be called. It's all free.
Yeah, I mean, when you say the clout, I mean, I'm on national radio, I'm on national TV. I have the clout to mention it to my audience. I don't have the clout to get Sean Hannity to get us. You don't understand the business, I'm sorry to say. You'll be shocked when I tell you this. But almost everybody in the business hates each other. So Sean Hannity couldn't care less what Wayne Root says. And all the other hosts at Fox hate each other. Forget about Wayne Root. Everybody's in competition with one another. I don't feel that way, but unfortunately, most of them do. And so they don't really care what Wayne Root tells them, because they feel like, you know, they're better than each one of the other of us. So everybody's in competition. Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Mark Levin. It's a dirty little secret of this business. It's not like we're all buddies. Everybody's kind of out for themselves. Now, I've always been a great guy who likes everybody, but I find that all the rest of them are very cliquish. And you got to get the idea to each individual one, you know? I'll do what I can. Send me an email, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I'll start to get the message out, okay? Simple as that. Thanks, Drake.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said there was some indication that the FBI's report on its findings regarding the background investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be completed by sometime on Wednesday. Senator Roger Wicker on what he heard earlier today regarding the FBI report.
FBI reports are normally not given to the public. And to me, the thing to do would be to make 50 copies or 100 copies and just make sure that they're secure there in the room. I was not told at our meeting at 1 o'clock today that there would only be one copy.
At 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time, everyone received an alert from the National Presidential Alert System. Now, the president won't be using this to send you text messages, obviously. This is designed for the president to send you a message should there be a crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment's sponsored by My Patriot Supply. Here's the reality: emergency strike without warning. We're surprised when the stock market crashes or the power goes out. Certainly with earthquakes, there's no warning. These things happen, and when it's breaking news, it's too late to prepare. Now you're panicked. You're scrambling to catch up from behind. The best thing to do is prepare for natural disasters or emergency situations while things are calm. Ask yourself right now, could you feed yourself or your family for 2 weeks with the food you have at your home at this moment? If not, it's time to act and secure an emergency food supply. I use My Patriot Supply, and you should too. A two-week food kit will get you started. This week it's on sale for only $75. When you go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com, or call 888-524-6540, toll-free, 888-524-6540. These food kits include meals that last up to 25 years. Order now and prepare yourself so there's no surprises. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. All right, we've got a very special guest today, one of my favorite guests of all time, and one of the finest patriots this country's ever had, James Kallstrom, former FBI assistant director and a man at the top of the FBI in his day with common sense and patriotism in his heart, and not a, you know, political hack, a great guy. I wish we had James Kallstrom running the FBI today. James, how are you?
Good, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. So this whole Kavanaugh thing, give me your perspective. How horrible is this thing?
It's super horrible. I mean, this whole business of the FBI doing a 1 week investigation. I mean, that's basically just a political act. You know, they're going to have to, in that time period, they're going to go in and interview basically the same people that have already been interviewed, you know, and write a report and, without any real conclusions. I mean, if they had months to go behind the testimony of the doctor, you know, they could probably, get to some opinions on who's telling the truth and who isn't. But I think in this case, you know, basically the Democrats are going to be quiet because her testimony is all over the place. You know, doesn't know what data was, doesn't know the time, doesn't know the place. And more things come out that show that she's really, 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 you know, off her game as to any kind of detail that stands up to any rigorous look-see.
And so this FBI investigation, I mean, look, you're a lifelong FBI man. Even you got to admit, it's just nonsense. They can't do anything other than interview people. They don't make an assessment and say who's guilty and who's not. They just hand you the cards where they call the 302 reports.
Yeah, they don't make an assessment. Anytime they do a background on somebody, they basically write a report that's a series of 302s, which are nothing more than investigative reports on, you know, say 100 different people that you came in contact with in your life. You know, and then the Senate or whoever the report's being written for, the White House, can draw their own conclusions. You know, they don't write conclusions of who's a bad guy and who isn't a bad guy. They let the facts speak for themselves. But in this case, you know, it's not going to be anything more than what we already know.
Which is ridiculous. So another waste of time, another week wasted, and another waste of how many, I don't know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. God knows what they charge for a full-scale FBI interview.
Well, they bought time so they can get more people to come out of the woodwork and, you know, make up stuff and muddy the waters and, you know, put those three rhinos that the Republicans have to deal with, you know, front and center, you know, and give them more reasons to, you know, begin their crazy walk down the line
except,
of rationality and realism. I mean, it's just pathetic.
Except the polls are coming out, and they're showing exactly what I thought, that the average American loves Kavanaugh and wants him confirmed. So I think those senators are going to have a really hard time voting against him, really hard time.
No, I think so. And I think a number of those Democrats are going to have to vote for him because they're in real trouble, for, you know, Joe Manchin and the rest of them that where the president won those states by big margins.
Yeah, the most likely suspects to vote for Kavanaugh would be Joe Manchin in West Virginia, as you just pointed out, and Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, maybe Donnelly in Indiana, but Manchin and Heitkamp, who are both starting to really look like they're going to be losers in their respective states. And the polls show in both those states, it's like 68% approval of Kavanaugh and 28% don't.
Right.
I mean, that's massive.
Yeah.
That's massive. I mean,
I think this whole outrageous scheme that the Democrats have pulled there. I mean, the large scheme of of the fraud and the investigation of Mueller that's been going on. But this thing with the, you know, the Supreme Court, they overplayed their hand by a, you know, a factor of a squared or triple. And the people can see right through it. It's so transparent. And for some of those people to be holding anyone, you know, for what they did in high school when they themselves, like, you know, the senator here from Connecticut who lied about being in Vietnam. And
well, what about Ted Kennedy, who got, you know, got the, was drunk and went into the chamber?
Right, the lion,
the girl died.
The lion of the Senate that basically let a girl drown to death. Yeah, it's pathetic. It really is.
It's pathetic. Can you imagine thinking that it's terrible that a guy threw an ice cube in a bar 35 years ago?
Yeah.
And yet, it's not important that a senator gets drunk and high. Or the other thing Ted Kennedy did, you remember years after Chappaquiddick, he was a young guy at Chappaquiddick, but when he became an old man, he was out whoring, literally, with his nephew. He was out with, like, a 20-year-old nephew,
and the
two were picking up girls.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, it's pathetic that any of those people stand in judgment of Kavanaugh, who's got a splendid reputation. And you show me people that didn't drink a beer or two in college and... You know, I'll show you someone that you wouldn't want to be on the Supreme Court. The whole thing is just preposterous.
With only one exception I know of in the world, because I've never cared if someone drinks beers or does anything in front of me. All my friends drank. I never drank, ever, in my entire life. I've never drank. Sorry. I'm the one exception to the rule. Generally, people are weird if they don't drink, or they're in Alcoholics Anonymous if they don't drink anymore. But I've never been a drinker, so it's just one of those things.
No, that's good, but what I mean is you can't go back into people's high school
life. No,
and draw any measurements of how they end up. I mean, it's crazy.
But if you are going to do that, James, we're talking to James Kallstrom, the former FBI assistant director. If you are going to do that, and I believe it's ludicrous, I don't care what a guy did in high school or college, but if you are going to do it, you can't do it to one and not the other. So it's interesting that this Christine Blasey Ford's yearbook from high school was erased from the internet so no one could find it about 3 weeks before all this started. And I know what's on it. I heard that she was a massive drinker. She was bragging about promiscuity, and here she is talking about him raping her. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, and now her boyfriend of 6 years comes out and really tells the truth about, you know, how odd she was, and the fact she never mentioned any of this stuff in 6 years, you know, and just kind of a screwball type person, and you know, maybe something happened to her, but it didn't happen because of the guy we want to put on the Supreme Court, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not in any way doubting something did happen to her, but I think she's very good. You know, her boyfriend claims, again, it's claims. I don't believe anything anybody says anymore, but he claims that she was teaching others how to beat a lie detector test.
Yeah.
And
the whole thing was so rehearsed and so phony.
Right. How young she sounded, like a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah, you know? Just absolutely pathetic.
The way she
structured her words, and I mean, the whole thing was, you know, anyone that couldn't see through that, you know, is blind. You know,
she sounded like she needed a lollipop or a cookie and milk. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a minute about this whole idea that once the FBI report is handed over today, and it should be any minute now, that it's handed over, they put it under lock and key in a safe, and average senators can't see it, and the American public can't see it. I don't understand that. Do you have any idea why that is? Why can't we see that? I would like to see it.
Well, I think eventually you can see it. I guess they do that because they don't want... Like I said before, it's not going to be a whole bunch of conclusions. It's going to be a whole bunch of summaries of what people have said. You know, the guy was brilliant. The guy was great. The guy drank too many beers or whatever it's going to say. You know, and people can draw their own conclusions. And rather than muddy the waters and have all the Democrats on the committee and all the Republicans draw their own conclusions, you know, and have this fiasco of conclusions. You know, we want to get to the point where it's not going to have anything that we don't already know, and let's move ahead with the vote.
I just got one of those memes just now on email. It says, every woman has the right to be believed at all times, unless you're raped by Bill Clinton, beaten by Keith Ellison, groped by Cory Booker, or killed by Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's pretty much sums it up, man. I don't know how anyone could say that.
Well, and you got the number two guy in the DNC who's, you know, pretty conclusively has batted a woman. And of course, no one wants to talk about that. So the hypocrisy is just enormous.
He's running for Attorney General of Minnesota. So he wants to be the chief law enforcement officer.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Do you know what we have running in Nevada? The Democratic candidate here, his name is Aaron Ford. And when he was a kid, he was arrested, I think, four times or five times. One of them was for stealing tires, and he's running for Attorney General of Nevada.
Yeah.
So these Democrats have no shame. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I don't think your life should be ruined if you do something stupid when you're young.
Some ice cubes that are party to stealing tires.
Yeah. It's hilarious. I just, you know, you shouldn't run for office if you had six arrests when you were a young kid.
Exactly.
You could do anything else you want in America. Do you have to run for office? Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, so last question for you. Last question. The Vegas Massacre, the anniversary was just a couple days ago, October 1st. Very sad day here in Las Vegas. A lot of people were very weepy-eyed. And I continue to find it almost impossible that it's been a year and we know virtually nothing about it, nothing new about it, and nothing about the shooter. Doesn't that seem strange to you?
It's very strange, Wayne. I haven't followed it in the last 6 months, but it's very strange. It's way four or five standard deviations from the mean on how these things are usually done.
I just don't understand what's going on with it. And there are those out there who say that Wayne Root is a conspiracy theorist because I simply ask questions. I don't accept information like I'm a sheep. You know, I ask questions
exactly.
Like, gee, this doesn't smell right, doesn't sound right.
You have to ask questions. Right.
Music's on. We got to run. Former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us, James.
God bless you, Wayne.
God bless you. Be healthy and be good. James Kallstrom.
Yeah,
all right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV on my flagship station here in Vegas, KBET 7. 9 a.m. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comfort, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with the CompanyStore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, my doctor suggests, as the sponsor of this segment of the show, I suck on their colloidal lozenges all day long. Cherry is my favorite flavor. I do about 90% of the time I suck on their cherry colloidal lozenges. But once in a while, honey, once in a while, apple, once in a while, orange. I just have a really bad throat. You always hear that clear in my throat, right? I do that all the time, right? Because I've had allergies since the day I was born, and it's just a miracle that I've been on the air for 2.5 years and never missed a day due to a hoarse voice. Never missed an hour. Never missed a minute due to a hoarse voice. So far, so good. 2.5 years on the air. Never thought I could make it. And then I found these amazing colloidal silver drops, or lozenges, as they call them. And they're made by my doctor, Suggests. I pop them all day long. I pop them in all show long. The silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and lozenge. When the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it could destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and listening and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you, I demand you try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Thank you for these amazing, amazing tasting colloidal silver cherry lozenges by My Doctor Suggests. One more time, 866-660-9868, or mydoctorsuggest.com. So I knew it wouldn't be long before Dianne Feinstein suggests the FBI probe of Brett Kavanaugh is not credible. They begged us for an FBI probe, and we're so dumb, the Republican Party, that, first of all, it's one of our own traitors who made this happen, Jeff Flake. He's not running for re-election because he's so unpopular in the state of Arizona. He couldn't get a vote for dog catcher. And so the same moron that everybody hates, that everybody disrespects, that no one would give the time of day to, you know, if he was walking through the Saharan Desert or the Sonoran Desert, as it were, in the middle of Arizona, they wouldn't give him a drink or the time of day. Jeff Flake is a jerk. And that same guy never bothered to say, and none of the other Republicans chimed in and said, okay, no problem, you want a week, we'll give you a week FBI investigation. However, in return for that, if it turns up nothing new, you have to vote for Kavanaugh. If you won't pledge to do that, we're not giving you the FBI investigation. If your answer is, I'm so close-minded that no matter what the report comes back and says, I'm voting against Kavanaugh, if that's the case, then we're not going to do an FBI investigation. That's all they had to do. And instead, they did it. They didn't ask anything in return, no strings attached. And all of a sudden, Dianne Feinstein says, the probe's not credible. Then we never should have done the probe. Other interesting things. Why the FBI hasn't interviewed Kavanaugh Ford? Let's see. The FBI hasn't questioned either Brett Kavanaugh or Christine Blasey Ford because it doesn't have the authority from the White House, Bloomberg reports. I'd love to know if that's true. Team Trump told the FBI testimony from Kavanaugh and Ford, who was accused of attempting to rape her when they were in high school before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, was sufficient. So you don't need to interview them. You need to interview all the other ones. What are you going to find new from interviewing them? It wasn't immediately clear whether the feds were trying to force the issue and seek explicit approval from the White House to interview Ford and Kavanaugh, and it wasn't clear why the FBI hasn't yet talked to other people who have been recommended by lawyers or who have voluntarily come forward, or if the Bureau would need explicit approval to talk with them as well. President Trump said Monday the FBI should interview anybody they want within reason. So we'll see. We'll see. Well, we won't see, actually. If it's going to be sealed and it's not going to be leaked, we'll see. We might not see, but if it's going to be leaked, we'll find out. She's a fraud. Dr. Ford lied about flying, about tight spaces, about close quarters, about polygraph tests, and never mentioned sexual assault to a boyfriend. She testified last Thursday, Christine Ford, that she was assaulted by Judge Brett Kavanaugh as a teenager in an unknown house, unknown neighborhood, unknown time, unknown place. Ford also alleged 3 to 4 others at the party, but she wasn't sure. Her former boyfriend wrote the U.S. Senate and told him Christine Ford coached a friend on how to pass a polygraph test. This is in direct conflict with Christine Ford's testimony under oath to the U.S. Senate. This is a very bad development for Dr. Christine Ford. If she's a doctor, by the way, I think we should just start calling her Ms. Christine Ford, because there's no record of her being a doctor in the state of California. She lied under oath. The boyfriend wrote to the Judiciary Committee the following things about the relationship. Let's see. Ford never mentioned sexual assault. Ford never mentioned Kavanaugh. Ford's not scared of confined spaces. Ford's not scared of flying. Ford knew how to beat a polygraph. Ford cheated on him and committed fraud. Interesting. These are the kind of people you're dealing with. I think it's hilarious. Between her and the blackout drunk from Yale, who was lying on the ground and throwing up, and men exposed their penises to her. I mean, these are weird people. I mean, weird people. And then the girl who says that she was at parties and Brett Kavanaugh was involved in gang rape, but she went to 10 parties? What does that say about someone? I'm not going to say the word woman, the girl. What does it say about a human being who complains about gang rape at parties and goes back 9 more times? Can you tell me that? Well, her boyfriend has come out and said she loves group sex, and she's loved group sex her whole life. Isn't that interesting? It's exactly what Saul Alinsky told liberals to do. Look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other side. So she loves sex with large groups of people. So she looks in the mirror and she sees what she is, and she makes up a story about Brett Kavanaugh. And now she's gone back on the story. She can't prove, she says. She doesn't know. She hasn't seen him. She didn't know if he spiked the drinks. He was near the spiked drinks. She doesn't know if he was involved in the gang rape. She just saw him in the same party. She doesn't even know. She can't prove the gang rape ever went on, but her boyfriend says she loves group sex. These are the people you're dealing with. The people who come forward are just absolute terrible people.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.